It doesn't put the nation's health at risk. It doesn't cause front page headlines. It doesn't win or lose votes. Could that be why the government still made no move to tackle car clamping? Even though we've been inundated with calls since the first time we revealed that some firms are acting as a law unto themselves. You and Yours has brought you the clampers that strike without a warning sign on the property and the clampers who'll drive your car after towing it away. But today's story really takes the biscuit. Candida Beverage tells the tale of a landowner who ended up having to pay his own clampers to release a car.
Derek Hartley Brown is a property developer in Bournemouth. A few years ago, he built a pseudo-Georgian office block in a popular part of town and let it out to firms of accountants and solicitors. Part of the attraction was it had parking facilities for staff. That was until shoppers started parking their own cars there before nipping off to the fish and chip shop next door. So when MS Security Services Limited posted a letter through Derek's door, he read it with more than a passing interest.
Dear sir, we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to MS Security Services Limited. We specialise in the controlling of unauthorised parking on your premises. All our uniformed staff are highly trained and follow a strict code of practice set by the Association of British Wheel Clamping Companies. Our services are completely free of charge, assuring you of our best attention at all times. Yours faithfully, Sean Buttifant, Director.
MS Security Services told Derek Hartley Brown he'd have to give them 3 months' notice if he no longer wanted to use them. Dismissing that out of hand, he agreed to a month's notice and told the firm on no account were they allowed to clamp office staff or members of the public using the car park after 6 o'clock at night. Within a week, a member of staff had been clamped despite having a permit, and that was just the beginning.
Shortly after, I discovered to my horror that this firm was operating at night time, quite outside the hours laid down by the contract, and they were clamping people willy-nilly. And I would also mention that what they did was in fact take down the signs which we had displayed, because obviously they were too clearly read by people parking, and put up their own signs, which measured about 1'6" by about 1'2", and placing them at a height of about 12 feet, which the average person wouldn't be able to see.
Denise Winton hadn't spotted the signs when she parked there while getting some fish and chips for her 5-year-old granddaughter. She was only away 15 minutes when she returned to find the car had been clamped. Her husband went to get the £60 they needed to release the car, while she phoned the clampers. They arrived half an hour later in their tow truck and demanded £110, 50 for the tow truck and 60 to release the clamp.
We pointed out that we had the £60, however, they put their truck in front of our car, put the ramps down and started to try and remove the car, which we stopped. It was getting on for about 10 o'clock at night by this time, and with the small child, we paid the money. He took the cash, went off laughing, said, "I'll be happy to see you in court." Well, I think it's the most disgraceful piece of highway robbery that I've come across for a long time.
She asked MS Security Services for the name and address of their solicitors so she could complain. They gave her an address, but it turned out to be false. Horrified, she contacted Derek Hartley Brown.
I immediately notified them that this was outside the terms of their contract and gave them notice to quit. After that notice expired, and in fact before it expired, I had numerous complaints from people throughout the country who had been here on holiday and had done the very thing. They'd parked there to go to the fish and chip shop and been clamped.
Dermot Lewis was in Bournemouth visiting his mother. To save her the trouble of cooking dinner, he offered to go to the fish and chip shop. Because it was raining, he took the car. Needless to say, he didn't come back with it. When he got home, he rang the clampers on their mobile.
They agreed that I needn't collect the car that night and that I could collect it the following morning. Went at 11 o'clock the following morning, which was now Saturday, only to find that the car had been towed away, which I was horrified because there was no mention of the car ever being towed away.
Knowing that legally all clampers need to tow cars away is the permission of the landlord, Dermot reluctantly paid £170 in cash. When he later found out they had been operating outside the hours of their contract, he was furious.
I'm totally horrified. I mean, they clamped me illegally. They stole my car and then have robbed me of £170, demanding it from a piece of property that wasn't theirs in the first place. And I think it's just wholly disgusting.
After complaining to Derek Hartley Brown, Dermot Lewis contacted private investigator Colin Fry, formerly deputy commander of Bournemouth Police. He was surprised to hear what had been going on.
I don't think I've seen a worse case. I think this case is absolutely appalling. I felt so strongly that I immediately handed over the papers that I had to Bournemouth Police because I believe that it amounts probably to a criminal offence.
That complaint is now with the Crown Prosecution Service, who will decide whether or not to press charges. By now, Derek Hartley Brown thought he'd seen the last of the clampers. It was now a month since he'd terminated the contract.
Having given them their 4 month notice, coupled with a letter telling them to cease activities forthwith, I was extremely surprised to have a note pushed through my door on the back of a clamping ticket, which said,
Mr. Hartle Brown, we've now signed with your tenants, i.e. Carpet Shop and Lincoln National. We don't have to go through you no longer. As a paying tenant, they have the right to have the clamping and not you. Thank you.
I was utterly amazed at this sort of response. It is really a case that they have virtually hijacked my car park and are robbing people like Robin Hood, except that Robin Hood did more good than these people.
In fact, MS Security Services hadn't been given permission to clamp by any of Mr. Hartley Brown's tenants. Despite having no authority, though, they carried on clamping anyway. Pat Gamber had come to Bournemouth with a friend for a holiday to convalesce after her husband's death. On the last night, they went out for dinner at the fish and chip shop. It ended up costing them £170, more than they'd expected.
We eventually got the car back at nearly 1:30 at night. It came back on a trailer and they wouldn't hand over anything, even a receipt, until I gave them the cash. When I did this, I asked if I could have the name of the landlord where the car was parked. And he said, oh, I'll give you the name of the head of our company. And, of course, he gave me his partner's name and a false address.
And if that wasn't bad enough, Derek Hartley Brown's own nanny was clamped in a bay specially reserved for him. Furious at having to shell out £60 to his own clampers, Derek decided to put a stop to this once and for all. Convinced they were lying in wait for their prey, he went down to the office block in the dark and sat in his car. Sure enough, MS Security Services tried to clamp him. He jumped out of the car and told them to clear off. Since then, it's been quiet. MS Security Services don't have an office address. All correspondence is through a PO box in Wimborne. They do have a mobile phone, but despite numerous attempts to contact them, I either got this...
The person you are calling has not answered. Please try again.
Or this...
The cell phone you are calling is switched off.
In the meantime, I wrote to both the director of the company, Sean Buttifant, and his associate, Michael Raven-White, asking them to respond to some of the complaints raised by Derek Hartley Brown and the people who were clamped when they shouldn't have been. Finally, after calling more than 20 times in 3 days, I got hold of Mr. Buttifant, who agreed to meet me at Mr. Hartley Brown's car park at 3:30 that afternoon. Neither he nor Michael Raven-White showed up, so I took a taxi 16 miles outside Bournemouth to a small leafy village called Sixpenny Handley to visit Mr. Buttifant at home.
Hello. Hi. Are you Sean Buttifant?
Yep.
We've come from Radio 4. Hello, Mr. Buttifant. We just wanted to ask you a few questions. Excuse me, Mr. Buttifant. Right, well, we just had the door shut in our face and Mr. Buttifant doesn't seem to want to answer any of our questions.
5 minutes later, a young woman opened the door and told me Sean Buttifant no longer worked for the company.
He has not been with MS Security Services for the last 3 months now. All of this is Michael Raven-White.
And why doesn't Sean want to actually come and say that himself?
Why don't you want to, Sean?
I don't want to talk to nobody. I've had enough of reporters reporters twisting my words. That's what I don't want. Shut the door.
So were you not involved at all in Mr. Hartley Brown's premises?
Shut the door, will you?
Not getting any joy there, I went in search of Michael Raven White, who, according to Mr. Buttifant, now runs MS Security Services Limited.
Just put my arm through the iron gate and ring the bell. No, it doesn't look like anyone's answering the door at the moment. We'll try again. Well, there was no answer from the door, but a neighbour has just come up to number 10, rung the bell, and the door opened. So someone is obviously in.
Michael Raven White never did come to the door to explain his actions. Lack of regulation means, despite the fact he already has a conviction for obtaining property by deception in relation to wheel clamping, he and his company, MS Security Services, are free to continue business as usual, and they're still at large in Bournemouth today. A particularly frustrating situation for Derek Hartley Brown, whose only recourse against the company is to claim financial compensation for any damage to his wallet or his car park in the civil court. Any chance of a criminal conviction remains in the hands of the Crown Prosecution Service.
Hopefully, we've now seen the end of them, but I'm still concerned about the damage which they did here to the walls and my signs, and I'm proceeding against them in the civil court, and hopefully that the police will also bring an action against them, because this is virtually hooliganism and robbery.
Well, Chef Fred's must be the most expensive fish and chip shop in Britain. But will this story move the government to set up a local licensing scheme or change the law to regulate clamping? You can rely on one thing. You and yours will keep battering away until something's done.